أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين، وبه نستعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Brothers and sisters, it is truly a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He had bestowed upon us to sit down and discuss the words of revelation of Quran al-Kareem. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it our everlasting eternal a reward in our everlasting eternal abode. Up to last session we have discussed now how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was putting the jigsaw puzzle together in order to get Yusuf out from such a place, a slummy place, the cell of a prison, into the height of the kingdom. And we discussed the issue of a dream that the king had, and the only one in his whole kingdom that could translate, that could make tafsir to that kind of a dream was Yusuf. Where was Yusuf? Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, was in the prison. But Yusuf was one of the greatest, great, and high and dignified people. Yusuf is like a great mountain. He will not be shifted by a wind or any usual shake. He is very high. So therefore, when the messenger went to him, he explained the dream. He gave them the solution. He remained in the prison. The king immediately said, go and bring him to me. But he did not. He said, no. I would like to ask a question first. What was that question? What did Yusuf really wanted to do? Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he knew that he was in prison, and he knew that he was according, anybody who is in prison, he has some form of a guilt, according to them, of course. But Yusuf wanted to clarify that. He wanted to show and prove his innocence. So when he goes out, he is completely clear from any form of accusation. So therefore, when the king in ayah number 49 of Surah Yusuf said, وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أُتُونِي بِهِ فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُ الرَّسُولُ قَالَ ارْجَعْ إِلَى رَبِّكَ فَاسْأَلْهُ مَا بَالُ النِّسْوَةِ الَّتِي قَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنْ إِنَّ رَبِّي بِكَيْدِهِنَّ عَلِيمٌ. Yusuf said, before I leave this prison, I would like to ask a question. Before I go and meet the king, I have this inquiry. What is this question? He said, go and ask the king, what happened to the women that they cut their hands at that time? I am sure that my Lord is very well aware of their plot. Of course, this was his inquiry. The man went back and they asked the question. Yusuf wanted to clarify his name. SubhanAllah, in a side place, there is a hadith related to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Rasul, Habib Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I am really surprised for my brother Yusuf. and his generosity and his patience. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven him. He's a ma'asum. When they came and they asked him about the 7 cows and, you know, the other 7 weak and thin ones, and the dream about the 7 plants being surrounded by the 7 weak ones. At that time, he did not say, for instance, I am not going to answer until they get me out. I am not going to give you any information until you let me leave this place. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, how patient, how grave was Yusuf. How tolerant was Yusuf. SubhanAllah. You know, there is a verse in the Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. He said, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً. I made them imams. I made them leaders. When? لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. So patience is one of the highest, one of the greatest factors in leadership. If a person wants to be a leader, he should have a very great chest. He had to have a chest that contains all the society. Now, this is also the statement of Musa, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon our Prophet, his progeny, and him. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, اذهب إلى فرعون, go to Pharaoh. إِنَّهُ طَغَى. Musa, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, asked. He said, رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي. Lord, expand my chest. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told our Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi? أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. SubhanAllah. So, one of the greatest tools to be advanced to the world of leadership is that graveness, is that patience, is that tolerance, is that generosity of the spirit, the characteristics, the virtues of the spirit. So therefore, once Yusuf inquired, once Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, asked, he said, what happened to the woman that they chopped their hands? So the king brought the woman and he asked, what was your case? What did you guys do at that time? There is a person in prison for, God knows, 14 years, according to many stories. When he's been put in prison for the accusation that, astaghfirullah, he was, let's say, looking at the king's wife and so forth. قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُنَّ إِذْ رَاوَدْتُنَّ يُوسُفَ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. What is your case? When you asked Yusuf to give in, قُلْنَا, they said, the woman said, حَاشَ لِلَّهِ. SubhanAllah, again, they said, حَاشَ لِلَّهِ. And usually a person said, حَاشَ لِلَّهِ, you know, when you see something that you are in denial, you want to deny it, you say, حَاشَ لِلَّهِ, SubhanAllah. مَا عَلِمْنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنْ سُوءٍ. All of the women said, SubhanAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be great. We did not see any form of sin upon him. You know, at that time they said, إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ. He's like one of the greatest angels. SubhanAllah. And here they said, we did not see any guilt. We did not see any sin upon him. قَالَتْ امْرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ. Here comes the king's wife, Zalikha or Zulaykha. And she said, قَالَتْ امْرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ, الآن حصحص الحق. حصحص الحق. Now the truth revealed. Now the truth became stabled. Now the truth became stationed. أنا راودته عن نفسه وإنه لمن الصادقين. The truth is this, that I am the one who asked him. I am the one who attacked him. I am the one who ran behind him and wanted to catch him. I'm the one who, when I held his shirt, it was from behind and got ripped. Where at that time, before the prison, that's the reason why they put Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, in the prison. At that time, she said, he is the one that attacked me. And now he's saying, no, the truth is this, that I'm the one who attacked him. I'm the one who asked him. I'm the one who demanded what I demanded from Yusuf. Dhalika. Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, when the messenger came back to him, saying that Yusuf, you are free. Not only free, but you are without a guilt. Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon you, in other words, what they were saying, is 14 years you've been in prison for your innocence. You are innocent. You did not do a thing, but subhanAllah, you've been put in prison. Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, answered. He said, ذَلِكَ. That is why. The reason why I said this, because I wanted the Aziz, the king, to know. ذَلِكَ لِيَعْلَمَ إِنِّي لَمْ أَخُنْهُ بِالْغَيْبِ. I just wanted to let the king know that I was innocent. I did not deceive the king. Why I did not deceive the king? Why I was truthful? Why I was sincere? Because وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي كَيْدَ الْخَائِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not support the plot of the deceiver. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not help the bad ones. Yes, maybe Satan would, maybe Shaytan, if somebody plans something bad, will go and help him, will go and support him, will go and put that fake greatness in him, that yeah, you're right, you're doing it. وَنَعُودُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. But here Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, is giving us a lesson. What is the lesson? That no matter what you do in your life, even if the pay is 14 years of cold, torturous prison, be truthful. Allah knows, Allah does not support the deceiver. Allah does not support the conniver. Allah does not support the bad people. Of course, here, there's another test comes into the picture. When usually we are accused of something, and then that accusation will be clear, will be taken off, and the other person is being proven wrong, that let's say we are innocent. What happened? We feel good. We feel great. Ya subhanAllah. We feel that we should say, see, I told you so. I was not guilty. I am not guilty. As if I have done this by myself. Do you know, right here, if you put 14 years of torturous prison, cold cell of a prison in one side, right here is a much bigger test that Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, had passed. Do you know what this passing the test is? The test of self, of something inside, is the test of immediately knowing that I have nothing to do with the issue. Yes, my intention is I want to be with Allah, but it is Allah's support. So therefore, what did Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said? He said, وَمَا أَبْرَأُ نَفْسِي وَمَا أُبْرِئُ نَفْسِي. I do not say that I am good. Total humility. Total submission. He did not tell the king, King, I told you this because I am saying, I am clarifying myself. It is all in Allah's hand. Suddenly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this jigsaw together. You know, brother, again, can we really let our self, our intellect, our soul, all of our feelings, all of our smartness focus on one point? That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can we do that? You know, ya subhanAllah, if we could do that, then we will be with the prophets. We would be with the imams, ma'asum imams, our 14 ma'asum imams. But I guess we deviate from that focus. We deviate from that concentration. A lot of times we are not even aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is running our lives. You know, brother, speaking of awareness, you know, a lot of times we are not aware. At all, we are not aware. Our whole body is doing their duty, for instance. Do you imagine when you're asleep, every gland, every cell in our body, they are doing their duties. Every organ, the heart is beating. The liver is producing. The glands, we have glands in our body that produces, according to the medical report, some of the glands in our body, they are as small as the smallest first knuckle of your smallest finger. And yet it produces 12 different types of enzymes. It does its duty. Are we aware of that? Are we aware of our kidneys doing? Are we aware of what our spleen or intestines is doing? Yes, subhanAllah. Okay, if I don't want to be aware of these things, let me at least be aware of my situation with my Creator, Al-Khaliq Al-Azim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I could focus and be sincere to the one that made me, to the one that feeds me, to the one that lets me breathe every breath of my life, I would be with the prophets, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look here, Yusuf immediately, he said, wama ubri'u nafsi. I am not going to give the credit to myself. Inna nafsa la ammaratun bisu. Surely, the self of a human being is made to order, to command the su', the bad, the sins. You see, our self, it has the duty of letting our life continue. It's just like anything else. Illa ma rahim Rabbi. You know what I mean by anything else? For instance, when somebody studies business, for instance, studying business, the focus is to bring profit. Now, Islam says, yes, you bring profit as long as it is not haram. So you let the profit that pertains to selling bad things out. You're not supposed to do these things. No matter how big of a businessman you are, if there was a deal that haram is involved, you're not supposed to be doing it. Even if it brings 100 margins of the profit, we're not supposed to be doing it. We're only supposed to be dealing with halal. The self is the same. The job of the self is to, for instance, let a human being produce haram or halal. The self is to let you eat haram or halal. The self is supposed to let you drink haram or halal. The self is supposed to let you work haram or halal. But the religion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, I want you to bridle, to put a steering wheel, to put a brake on that self, and work on that self, and work on it, and let it reach a degree that is called a nafsul mutma'inna. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. So therefore, the first or the beginning of this self is this, where Yusuf did not fall for this trap. But see, I am great. See, I am innocent. See, I am clear. And you guys put me in prison. He didn't. Just like in the beginning. You know, if you look, Yusuf said, just ask, why did the woman, he did not mention any names. See how pure is Yusuf. He was much higher to even say so-and-so did it, she did it, he did it, whatever did it. You know what I'm saying? He just wanted to be clarified from the accusation that he was in. Right here, he is passing another test. The test is that he wants to be taking the credit out of himself and give it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, what did he say? He said, وَمَا أُبْرِعُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Once we focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once we are aware that our existence is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of His mercy, that mercy will protect us from doing any bad things, from falling into the nets and the traps of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that success. Brothers and sisters, in order to understand the gleaming words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our hearts. Take the oxidization that will not let us see clearly the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us be closer and closer to Him through Ahlul Bayt and through His words. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين